When John Greenwald cries out for screenwriters who make you care about their characters, it's people like Andrew Davis he has in mind. Davis created a sensation in Great Britain with his adaptation of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. He told Steve Paulson he's done another Jane Austen book, Emma, and taken on classics by George Eliot, Daniel Defoe, Elizabeth Gaskell, and William Makepeace Thackeray. Not that he has anything against contemporary literature.
I'd be very keen to find 20th century novels that would stand up to lengthy dramatization, but you don't really find them. The big books with lots of plot tend to be these doorstep novels that you pick up at airports in which you can't really believe in the characters very well and the plot dominates everything. Modern literary novels are often very much just about the style in which they're written, or they give a certain feel of a certain very personal world, but you kind of look in them saying, oh, well, yeah, but what happens, and then what happens, and so on, and there's not enough of it.
That's fascinating for you to say that really you're better off going back one or two centuries for a novel that works on the screen today.
I think that's right, yeah, because they give you a lot of plot and often a lot of subplot as well, with depth of character too. So, you know, you're getting an exciting story, but your intelligence isn't being insulted. So these things are still worth doing, I think, and can say more about today sometimes than today's novels can.
Give me an example of that.
Well, there's one that I've just been adapting, which is filming now. It's called The Way We Live Now, but it was written in the 1870s. And the story is about an elaborate city scam. A guy who reminds me tremendously of Robert Maxwell, the financier stroke crook, modern financier stroke crook. This man is called Melmotte, arrives in London from who knows quite where, perhaps Paris, perhaps Vienna, but he seems to have lived all over the place. And he is a financial genius. And he sets up a plan to build a Mexican railway. He doesn't intend to build a railway at all. I mean, the thing is to whip up the shares and so on. Lots and lots of characters, and it's a kind of satirical picture of a big city and the people who live in it. And it's all about human motives and what people will do for money and what they'll do for love. I mean, if there were a novel about the world today that had as much in it as that, it would be great.
Now, you have adapted at least two Jane Austen novels, right?
That's right. I've done Pride and Prejudice and Emma, yeah.
Uh-huh. Why do you think Jane Austen seems to work so well on screen?
Jane Austen writes really perfect plots, I think. The way they resolve themselves is complex, believable, and satisfying. And also she writes great heroines, really intriguing ones. I think Lizzie Bennet in Pride and Prejudice is probably the most attractive of all her heroines. Emma in Emma is intriguing because she's enormously attractive but very willful and in fact full of faults. But I think they're also very often based on really basic, powerful stories, like a kind of Cinderella story. Her heroines are very often kind of not highly regarded in society, although we feel that they're very worthy and we love them.
And they
surmount obstacles to get to a happy ending. Sorry.
And especially because of their intelligence. Take Lizzie Bennet in Pride and Prejudice. I mean, a very smart young woman and very strong-minded. And she turns those into virtues.
I think that's one of the reasons they appeal so strongly now. I mean, a character like Elizabeth Bennet will stand up to autocratic, bullying figures who occupy a higher status in society than her because, I mean, she believes she's right and she can do no other. And you think, yeah, go for it. And it's enormously satisfying adapting these things.
Now, you've also adapted George Eliot's Middlemarch, right?
Yes.
Is there much difference between dealing with a Jane Austen novel and a George Eliot novel?
There is a difference, but George Eliot, too, wrote great characters and wrote great dialogue. I think in a way she took herself far more seriously than Jane Austen did. You don't quite get that sparkling wit. But what I found with George Eliot, I know George Eliot fans might be shocked and angry to hear me say it, is that I think George Eliot always wrote too much. He writes these brilliant scenes and then you turn over the page and you get a three-page lecture on what really happened and what you ought to think about it. And when the books are stripped of her, you know, philosophical pontifications on this and that, they seem a lot lighter and airier, and you get a chance to let the characters live on their own. But I know a lot of people would think that's absolute sacrilege to say that.
There is such a resurgence in these novels now, particularly as they've been adapted to the screen. And I mean, I guess I'm wondering, why now?
I think a lot of these books have a heroine. You identify with the heroine rather than the hero. And a lot of the end of the 20th century and the beginning of this one has been about, you know, what do women want and how can they get it? I mean, one really good contemporary instance, of course, is Bridget Jones's Diary, which bases its story really on Pride and Prejudice. I mean, it's got two men, one charming, ruthless and unreliable, the other one apparently arrogant, standoffish, nose in the air, who turns out to be the goody in the end. And it's a very satisfying plot, and it just seems to fit absolute up-to-dateness just as well as it did Jane Austen. I was one of the writers on the film adaptation of Bridget Jones's Diary, and the reason that they hired me was to make it more like Pride and Prejudice, you know, to really go along that road.
What does that mean, to make it more like Pride and Prejudice?
Well, it already based itself a little bit on, and I mean, it had a leading character called Mark Darcy. I simply made it, I suppose, a little bit more serious than it was, you know, taking his point of view a bit more seriously. He's a character who takes himself seriously, and he has problems with Bridget's booziness and frivolousness and so on, and her embarrassing mother and so on. And I thought, well, we shouldn't make him a figure of fun. He's got a point of view, and I sort of pull the structure of the script more in the direction of Pride and Prejudice, and because the script, when I first came across it, was very, very funny, but it didn't seem to have a sort of structural shape, and I thought it should be very definitely be a romantic comedy at heart and have that kind of strong emotional pull to it as well as being very funny. So that's really... I think you never go wrong if you take Jane Austen as a model. I'm a complete fan.
Now, you are a novelist in your own right as well. Have you ever had one of your own books adapted to the screen?
Yes. I've written two novels. I suppose it's a bit of a sideline for me. One called Getting Hurt, I adapted myself as a BBC television film. And there I was encouraged to, you know, go further, develop the plot, put more story into it. And I think it was right, because there wasn't perhaps enough story in it. But I wasn't wholly satisfied with the results. The other one, it's called Bee Monkey, was done as a movie, but not very successfully.
And you were not the one who actually did the screenplay.
I wrote the first two drafts of the script and was then sacked.
On your own novel.
Off my own novel. It was terrible. But in a way, I just told myself, well, you know, you do things to other people's novels. You've got to expect it to come when they do it to you. But it wasn't very nice at the time. And the film is there. I mean, it's possible to pick it up in video stores, I think, but it never really got a proper release, either in the States or in England.
So is the lesson, at least for you, lesson, don't let someone else your novel?
Lesson, well, I hope it's a lesson for Miramax and all those people, you know. I mean, if it's an Andrew Davis novel, just do it the way it is in the book, and it'll be much better.
Now,
Andrew Davis is a novelist and screenwriter. He's adapted two books by Jane Austen for the screen and worked on the scripts for Bridget Jones's Diary and The Tailor of Panama. He spoke with Steve Paulson.